Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special for me. It's Shichyu, Sus, Gila Shoshana, Bas Nechagito, Adina Vashem Bas Nechagito, Chanaviva Bas Nechagito, Nechagito Bas Yobchan Tzvi, Chol Yatecha Vetzeha. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim in the Sefer Mesilas Yisharim. We are in Perek Aleph. Writes the Holy Ramchal, everything in this world, for better or for worse, for good or for bad, are all tests for man. Poverty is a test. Wealth is a test. Like Shlomo Melech said, lest I become satiated and deny God, or lest I become pure and poor and steal. Either way, it's going to be a test. A person becomes rich, he forgets about God. When a person becomes poor, sometimes he forgets about God. Hashalva mitzad echad v'yisurim mitzad echad. On one hand, there's shalva. On the other hand, there's yisurim. Ad shenimtzei samolchama elav panim v'achad. Until you find that the war is from the back and from the front. Says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Maran Rav Zatzal v'Sifro Ein Haya v'Peret Aleph v'Ot Chavtalet Midat HaTzedek HaElyon Hi Lehitgalgel Im HaBoruim B'Chol Tzedei HaEfshar. The measure of divine justice is to roll literally with the creatures, with creation, on all sides of possibilities, So sometimes poverty is going to bring a person to suffering, and because of that suffering, he is going to get angry and he's going to become destructive. Chas v'shalom. And sometimes the poverty and being low is going to be a reason to straighten his path, give him a humble spirit, bring him to the path of righteousness. Ulehevech hashavah v'agdula lefamim yashpiu al adam. Sometimes serenity, greatness, will be mashpi on a person or on a nation. Power, energies, to improve their deeds, to expand their wisdom. And sometimes they're definitely going to be harmful. They're going to increase arrogance, wanton sinning. Stumeret, that according to the Ramchal, all in Yanei Olam, Oini, Oisher, Shal, V'choli, all the matters of this world, all the tests that we are all undergoing at this moment, whether it be poverty or wealth, whether it be serenity or illness, sadness, depression, anxiety, all the tests are, all the matters of this world are tests to see who you are, what you're made of. They're tests. Maran HaRav adds that the purpose of these tests is to advance and shape his ethical and moral standing. So it's not just a test. It also shapes a person. That's why a person suffers, so sometimes it makes him, sometimes a person is beaten, chas v'shalom, by his parents, so he becomes a beating parent himself. His father beat his mother, so he beats his wife. Sometimes fakeret, it makes him more sensitive, and he helps people who suffer from abuse. So this really shapes a person's tests, shape him. So Maran Rav Omer says, "Ze me'atzev oto, ze mekadem oto, o le'efech." And the Ramchal says that it's a test. ואם יהיה לבן חי וינצח המלחמה בכל צדים, הוא יהיה אדם השלם אשר יזכה לדבק בבורו ויצא מן הפרוסדור הזה וייכנס בתרתקים לאור באורח חיים. וכפי השיעור אשר כבש תיצרו ותאוותיו ונתרחק מן המרחיקים אותו מהטוב ונשתדל לדבק בו, כן ישיגו וישמח בו. And if this person is a good soldier and he wins the war on all sides, then he'll be an Adam HaShalem who's zoiche to be dovek in his vayre, to cling to his creator, and he's going to go out of this vestibule and go into the wonderful palace to go in the light of God's life. And to the extent that he was kovish his yetzer and his taiva, he conquered his negative traits and his desires, and he was misrachik min hamarchikim, he distanced himself from those things that distance him from Hashem, from good. So he's going to be so happy, he's going to be such a high achiever. So you want to be happy, you want to feel good about yourself. Overcome your yetzer, don't give in. V'im tamik od b'inyan tireh ki ha'olam nivra l'shimush ha'adam. Amnam ino hu omed b'shikul gadol. Ki im adan nimshach achar ha'olam v'mitrachek mi'boro v'nei hu mitkalkel. Hu mitkalkel l'olam imo. Im hu sholet b'atzmo v'nedbak b'boro v'mishtamesh min ha'olam rak liyot l'otzio l'avodat boro, hu mitalev olam atzmo mitalei imo. Ki hinei ilui gadol u'lebriyot kulam b'yotam mishamshei ha'adam v'shalem ha'mekudash b'kdushato yitborach. If you look deeper into the matter, you'll see that this world was created for man's use, but man stands in a great balance. For if he's drawn after the world and distances from his creator, behold, he corrupts himself and corrupts the world with him. But if he rules over himself and clings to his creator and uses the world only as an aid to serve his creator, then he elevates himself and elevates the world with him. For all creations are greatly elevated when they serve the Adam HaShalem, the whole perfect man who is sanctified with the Kedusha of the Blessed God. והוא כעניין מה שאמרו חמנו זכרונם לברכה בעניין האור שגנזו הקדוש ברוך הוא לצדיקים בזה לשונם, כיוון שראה האור שגנזו הקדוש ברוך הוא לצדיקים שמח, שנאמר אור צדיקים ישמח. This is like what our sages of blessed memory said regarding the light which God stored away for the righteous. When God saw the light which he stored away for the righteous, he rejoiced. As is written, the light of the righteous rejoices.
The Rav writes in the Ein Hayah b'Brachot Perek Hey, Ot Mem Tet in Perek Vav Ot Lam Bet, Ribui Ha'esek b'Ta'avot Achushiyot Na'asen Notek Hulo Al Amurgashot. When a person involves himself too much in sensual desires, so that causes that he should become a very physical person, a very sensual person, meaning focused on his physical senses and not on his spiritual. And then the Ora Sechel ne'edar mimenu. V'chein et kabrut ha'koh, and then he loses the light of the Sechel. V'chein et kabrut ha'kohot ha'gufaniyim b'mida yitera goremet chulsha l'kohot ha'nafshiyim. And also the strengthening of physical kohos, too much, causes a weakness of his spiritual kohos. If you have too many physical kohos, a person's too into the physical, so it weakens him spiritually. Hashituf, being immersed, being submerged, v'hana'ot ha'murugashot meviot la'atbiyat ha'nefesh. And his sensual pleasures drowns the soul. B'imkei ha'guf v'ta'avotav ha'prutot. In the depths of the body and its low desires, shemizeh v'av seir ha'gush v'nefesh echtav. And that destroys not only the soul, the body as well. So that's what the Ramchal says. Im adam nimshach achar olam hu miskalkel. Person's drawn after the world, so he is corrupted. In the Sefer Chavle Mashiach, Ubir the Sefer Mesil Sisharim, from Agoin Rav Yisrael Kinnerik, he writes as follows, and the Ramchal says, that Ilui Gadol Abriyos Kulam, it is a great elevation for the Brios that they should be serving man who's holy with Hashem's Kedusha. And that's what Chazal say with regard to the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put away for the tzaddikim. When Hashem saw the light that He put away for the tzaddikim, He was glad. As it says, Or tzaddikim yismach. So what does that mean? So explains Harav Kinnerik. Ilui perush v'hashbiach et ha'olam. Shema oylam mishamish la'avodas ha'borei, az ha'olam mashbiach u'magbia l'madrega gvoya. So Ilui means that it improves the world. If the world is serving for Hashem, then the world is elevated to a higher madrega. And he brings a raya, me'or ha'ganuz l'tzadikim, from the light that's put away for the tzadikim. The explanation is that everything that was created in the world for shimush habrios, you can use it for the good and for the bad. The sun, both the tzadikim and the rishayim use the sun. You can learn Torah with the sun, and you can also do averus with the sun. The sun heats up the tzadikim, it heats up the rishayim. And kol anyanei abriya after chayit adam rishon beitz hadas, you can use the briya gam l'toa, gam l'ra. You can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so happy with his creations. And in that it says, yihi chavod Hashem le'olam, when the glory of God is forever, then yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. When is Hashem going to be happy with his ma'asim if only everything brings to the tachlis of kavod Hashem? V'zeu inyan shematzinu shegonaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu se'or shel sheshes mei bereshes l'tzadikim lo'asid lavo. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put away the light. He likes this light, because this light is only for the tzaddikim. So it's an ilui when things are here to serve tzaddikim, and that's why God loves this hidden light so much, because it's only for the tzaddikim, and it's not going to be used by the rishonim. Continues Rabbeinu, v'inyan avni amokam shiyokoch lakov v'siyakov v'samei l'ashoysav. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, melameid sheniskaptsu kulum l'mokom echad v'yse kol achasu imeres, olai yaniach tzadik roishoy. And regarding the stones of the place which Yaakov took and placed under his head, the Medrash says in the name of Rabbi Yitzchok, this teaches us that they gathered together in one place, each one saying, let the righteous man lay his head upon me. Says the Rav, Kol Olamim, this is in the Shmoneh Kvatzim, in Tav Kuf Mem Dalet. Kol ha'olamim meruach Hashem chayim hem v'kocham malei chayim. All the worlds are living from the spirit of the living God, and their power is filled with life. Shel tzedek gamur, complete righteousness, ve shel yosher malei, complete uprightness. The Adam bibechirato, who tzarich lahamid et tochen chayav, ba'ofen sheyatim lechayei ha'olamim kulam. And a person has to establish the content of his life in such a way that it will fit with the life of all of the worlds. Again, the life of all the worlds are from the spirit of Hashem. They're filled with life, tzedek, yosher. And a person has to be mamid, his chayim, has to establish his life in such a way that it fits with the chayei olamim kulam. The Ramchal is telling us that the world is created l'shimush ha'adam. You see the medrash that all of these stones wanted to be under Yaakov's head. Alay yaniach tzadik reishai. And the Rav Zetzal, is clarifying that the koyach of all of the mitzias,
comes from this goal of tzedek and yosher, and wants to develop tzedek and yosher. And memela, when a person is mechaving to this magama, to this goal, then he is going to be helped. The mitzias is going to help him. He has to be ma'amid et kol tochen chayav ba'ofen she'atim l'chay olamim kulam. And then ha'od shel kol olamim b'seyer amish esam darko nochach Hashem. The strength of all the world helps a person who places his path opposite God. Ad she'efshar she'tavod dvar takala afilu ha'yidei behemto. Even his animal isn't going to, like we see in the Gemara, that even his animal isn't going to stumble. The Sefer Maimer David, he quotes this Mesillas Yesharim. This is page Resh and Dalet. This is the Chevron Rosh Hashiva, Shlita of Kohn. ומבואר בדבריו שאדם השלם המקודש בקדושה של יסברך ואדם אשר כל חפצו ומגמסו לעבוד את השם אינו מחפש אחר צורך העולם הזה ועד רבה בריאוס כולו מחפשים להיות משמש לו. They want to help him. Like we saw in Divrei Harav, Ha'osho kol olamim asiya l'mishad sam darko nochach Hashem. Also in the Ramchal, all the stones wanted to serve him. The Ramchal is saying that the world is here to serve man. And since the world is here to serve man, so in the Mela, like the Rav clarifies more, that if a man is a true servant of God, then the world is going to help him. And that was the Midah of Yaakov. Yaakov's Midah was Levadai. Levado means he wasn't looking for others. Others are there to help him. Rabbi Yerucham explains the Mishnah in Avos Dalet Aleph. Ben Zoyim Oimer, Ezu Chacham Alomim Mikoladim, Shener Mikolon Dai Iskalti. Ezu I Gibor. Hakoivish Es Yitzroi, Ezu Asher Asimech Bechelko, Ezu Mechubar Anchavit Es Habriyas. So first says Rabbeinu Yoina, to explain this Mishnah, that a Chacham is not somebody who is Reichesh Chachma, somebody who loves Chachma, somebody who is Mis'aveh for Chachma. So even if you don't have so much Chachma, but if you're Mis'aveh for Chachma, you're a Chacham. Because this Chachma becomes part of your Metzias. Somebody who doesn't is a tipesh, and the Chachma is not part of him. And a person's Mis'aveh l'mamon, he's never going to be happy, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Because Oyev Kesef lo yisba Kesef. So what does it help? He's going to get more and more, it's never going to be enough. So an Ashir is Samech b'chelko. He understands that it's just here to help him serve God. He's happy with what he has. And explains Rabbeinu Yerucham Ben Zoma Magidlan was a Soid Nifla. Ki Adam Yeshlo Boy Baatsmo Kola Milus built it all we clal Bacherim. The Adarab, Shlemusan Shalam Milus Hinan Davko Kishaboy Mikoyach Atsmi Yusoy. It's a Maridikazach, the Milus are inside of you. Ezu Chacham, you have learned made Mikol Adam. You have that desire to learn Mikol Adam. Ezu Ashir, Hasamech Bechelko, it's within you. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It matters what your attitude is. Gibor, it doesn't matter how many muscles you have. It doesn't matter who you've beaten up. Your Koivish is Yitzro, it's within you. Continues Rabbeinu HaRamchal. Vine al Ikar Azei, Runicha Zachronim Levracha Medrash Koheles, Sharm Zel Shonim, Rez Maise Elokim. Shall she brought Kodesh Baruch Hu asad marisha metla vechziru akol inei gan Eden ve'amr lo re'ei ma'asei kamen noyim u'shibachim heim b'chol ma'ashe barasi b'shvil chabarasi tein datcha shalot tekalka v'sachri v'tzaylami. Our sages who awoken us to this fundamental principle in Koheles see that it's saying to see the work of God, it says in Koheles 7:13,
When Hashem created Adam, He took him and led him to pass before all the trees of Gan Eden. And He said, see how beautiful and excellent it works. All that I've created for your sake. Be careful you don't be corrupt and destroy my world. He created it for us. We shouldn't mess up Hashem's world. Kol shel davar olam no nibra babor matzava b'olam hazeh, ala babor matzava b'olam haba. The general principle of this matter, man wasn't created for a state in this world, rather for a state in the world to come. Only that a state in the world to come is a means towards a state in this world, is a means toward a state in the world to come, which is his ultimate purpose. Says the Rav in Shmona Kvatzim, Aleph Shin Samach Zayin, כשמציירים את החיים בתור תקופת גידול הרוח, ההולך ומתבשל מדי יום ביומו כשמטפלים ממו כהוגן, והטיפול הזה הוא הרצון והטוב, במעשים הטובים, הלימודים והמידות הטובות, עד אשר ייגמר בישולו של הרוח בכל מילואו, שאז איננו זקוק על הבשר, כשם שתפוח המבושר יפה אינו זקוק על העץ. מתפארת יפה חידת החיים והמוות. Very, very beautiful. The Rav says, when you illustrate picture life as a period of the growth of the spirit that's cooking more and more, that's developing, that's evolving. And you have to take care of it, you have to cultivate it. You cultivate it by having goodwill, by doing ma'asim tovim, by learning, having midas tovus, and then the spirit will be totally prepared. And then you're not going to need at that point anymore the flesh. Just like an apple no longer needs the tree. So in other words, like the apple on the tree, you water it, give it sunlight, and then the apple doesn't need the tree. So to the body. Body is here with the soul and takes care of the soul, serves the soul by doing ma'asim tovim, and now the soul doesn't need the body anymore. זאת אומרת, שהרמח"ל אומר שהעולם הזה is a means towards Olam Haba. We have the Sefer Oris HaMesila, as I mentioned in the first year, where he brings all of these parallels. אז העולם הזה אמצעי עבור עולם הבא. אז הרב מפהיר שכשם שהפרי גדל על העץ עד לניתוקו, כשהוא מבושל, כך העולם הזה מבשיל את המעלה הרוחנית של האדם. So the Ramchal says this world is a means for the next world. And the Rav clarifies that just like the pre grows on the tree, until it's detached, doesn't need it anymore, so to this world. When you don't need it anymore, you go. In the Sefer Ola Asriya, Pit Samaches, he has a different perception of that. It's not like a fruit that completed its Tkufas HaGidu, but rather, sometimes the body has to be taken, the soul has to be taken from the body in order to preserve its purity. Because if it's there for too long, B'toch Ma'aveh HaGviya Yehuda, if it's too much in the body, it is going to be descend from its purity, from its holiness. Death is a divine guarding to the soul. It's not only the siyum tkufat ha'itpatchut. Hashmirah zot be'atzma tarat ha'neshama hi ha'goremet shelo la'adayat ha'azav ha'neshama teora b'toch ma'avei ha'gviyah. הירודה שנפלה ממכון תארתה, רק לזמן מוגבל שתעשה מלאכתה בגבייה, תתעכב הנשמה בקרבה, במידה ובמשקל של זהירות עליונה וקצף מקוצב. בעקב שמירת התואר, this guarding of the tire of the neshama is what causes that the soul is not left in the body forever, for a certain period of time, and then it's taken out. So if we put together the two sources in the words of the Rav, it comes out that the chibur, the neshama leguf, magdil et haruach. That's what he said, that when you're in this world, the ruach is expanded, the ruach is grown.
And on the other hand, it pushes the neshama down. Because the neshama, in order to protect it, the person has to die. So we have to understand what causes death. Hashlamas gidal haruach, that the spirit has been fulfilled, or the neshama can't be pure. Which one is it? Maybe it's both. We also want to understand what's the ruach, what's the neshama. Why does only the neshama, the ruach, grow with the body, not the ruach only grows with the body, not the neshama. As having a rebbe come in mekomot, sharav medaber al musag al ruach. Olat riya reishnun ve'afta. Ikar ha-bchira v'reishit yisoda hu bivchinat ha-ruach. The ikar bechira and its basic foundation is the bechina of the ruach of the spirit. Ahavat ha-chole le-rofe ha-chotech eiver mach'iv ina mitzad ha-nefesh ha-rei nafsho mitzteret b'maseh. Ze rak mitzad ha-ruach. It's the spirit that loves the doctor who amputates a limb, who cuts into a limb, who operates. That's the spirit, not the nefesh. The nefesh is in pain. שורצון המתרשן אחרי שכבר נקבע בהכרת השכל תכלית הטוב, היוצא מזה. Because the spirit understands what the good is from this operation. עולת ראייה י"ז על ידי החיים הדמיוניים והרגישים המובלטים ביסוד הרוח. So here he says, what's the ruach? The life of imagination and of feelings that is emphasized in the spirit of, in the foundation of the spirit of the ruach. שמונה קבצים א' תו חף א', הנשים, מידת הנפש זורחת בהם. על כן רשמי הקודש קבועים בהם. ודאי שהן מחיות אותם עדי מקצת מצוות שבידם. ואינן צריכות לתחיית רוח תדירי של תלמוד תורה. האנשים, מידת רוח מאיר בהם. עלים לרעידות כשם שהם עלים לעליות. והם צריכים לתחיית רוח של תורה. Women have the mid of the nefesh. And therefore they're kavua. The nefesh is kavua. And they don't need Talmud Torah. Man is in the ruach. Ruach goes up and down. So too man. And therefore he needs Talmud Torah to keep him straight. In the Pinkasim, the Rav writes, Tesva Vayin Gimel, V'inyan Arocho, Magdil V'amachiv, Kol Midah V'tshuka L'mala Mikvula Ruach, expands every Midah and Tshuka above its boundary. So from all of this we see that the Inyan of the Ruach is the Chelek B'Nefesh, Bo Yesh L'Adam B'chira, La'izu Kivun, Ma'asev V'tzumet Libo, Ha'im B'suka Sikhli, Heim V'inyan Regesh V'dimayon. So the spirit is the part of the soul that has a choice. Are you going to be involved in Seichel and Talmud Torah, in Regesh and Dimyon? And through that, he establishes what's good and what's bad and what his will is. Haratzon mitrashem achrei shekvar nikba v'akarat haSeichel tachlit haTov. It is the will that is leaves a mark after the Seichel recognizes the tachlit haTov. That's what he writes in Ola Asriya Reishnan. בחלק הרוח שבאדם הוא בוחר ומחליט את סוג התחומים והתכנים והם ירחיב את הכרותיו, רגשותיו, תכונותיו וכישרונותיו. The ruach, a person chooses what areas and what content he's going to expand his recognition, his feelings, his qualities, his talents. So that's the spirit. The spirit is a big job. Which direction to go in life? The Yosek in Torah, to expand his feeling, his emotion, his imagination. To decide what's good, what's bad, and therefore what his will is. That's the Ruach. What's the Neshama? The Rav writes, Ola Asri Yudzayin, Hachayim Aruchanim Amuchlatim Bamitatam, Or HaDe'a HaSkala, HaMe'ira, HaMuarim Bo'or HaNeshama. The spiritual life that is absolute in its truth, the light of knowledge, the shining understanding that is illuminated by the light of the soul. Olat riach avchet, hanashmei efshar shetekenes b'shleimuta baguf, rak meir mimena o b'nitzotz ha-sechel ha-murgash baguf. הנשמה קוראים משפעת שפעת חיי רוח, שפעת חיים שהם יותר עליונים ויותר אציליים מכל תכונה של מחשבה מצוירת. רק בפשטותה של שפעת החיים הזאת, עד לידי ערכים מחשבתיים, בבואם לגבול הציור, מתגלמים הם בצורות של מחשבה. The soul, it can't go b'shlemus in the guf. It just has a light of the spark of the intellect that is felt in the body. The soul, it in source, influences in a person, bestows on a person a life of the spirit, a life that's more elevated, it's more noble than anything that the mind can picture. And only when this bestowal of this flow of life comes to thought, to illustration, then it has a form of thought. But until then, it is just this great life from above. Pinkasim tetvav memchet haneshamot atzilot mimakom hakodesh vishlemot hen b'mada'an kodem bo'an la'avir ha'olam ha'shafel. The neshamas are taken from a holy place, and they are complete in their knowledge before they come to this low world. So what comes out? What's meant in neshama? So it emerges that a neshama is filled with das, haskala, understanding, intellect, knowledge, perception, spiritual life, and only part of it goes into the machshavas of a person when he has a body. So on one hand, it can't completely go into a person's thought, but to a certain extent. So now we're going to explain the stira in the words of the Rav on Sibas HaMavis. Again, this is from the Orot HaMesila. We thank Rav Bergman, who wrote this incredible sefer. Bishul haruach perusho pituach nechratzut ha'adam lehasir kol miniyah vehafra'a mehafnayat tzumet libo letkadmut b'nyanei ha'kdusha b'maaseh b'limud b'regesh v'dimayon. The cooking of the spirit that the Rav talks about that you need in this world means the development of the resolve of man to remove anything that's stopping him from advancing in matters of kedusha and limud, feeling, emotion, imagination. The strengthening of one's resolve is the cooking and the development and the evolution of man's spirit. מציאות זו יכולה להיות רק בחיבור עם הגוף. This mitzvah can only be if it's connected to the body. You need the body for that. Because the body is what gets a person to do stuff, to move, to advance. As the Rav writes in Ein Hayah, Perek Beis Lamed Vav, ההשתלמות וההתעלות היא אפשרית על ידי כוחות חומריים שפועלים על הנפש הרוחנית. הרה חדשה, הברקה חדשה, הוספת שלמות חדשה, זהו ההילול לשם השם, הילול זה מקומו בחיים, ששם הוא מקום ההתעלות והוספת השלמות. The development, the elevation, is possible with the physical kochos that impact the spiritual So, a new light, a new shlemus, that is the praise in the name of Hashem, and that is in life, because that's the place where we add shlemus. Sometimes we need the spiritual, physical world in order to grow. So when a person uses everything in this world to grow, then the spirit is developing. And then when you get to the point where the spirit came to a high place, then it doesn't need to be in the body anymore. In order that this resolve, this nechratzut, should develop, a person needs, shevizman bo kvar asuk b'kodesh tir bo neshama. When he's involved in kodesh, you need the soul to shine. And he should be filled with its kedusha. But because of the physical chisaron, the light of the neshama becomes less and less. Even when he's Osik B'Kodesh. And then when the body is weakened and it's going to death, then there could be the true shining of the soul without an interposition. There's no stira. The nitu comes from both reasons. This the leaving of the body, of the soul from the body. The spirit develops from the soul, from the light of the soul. That's why the spirit develops, advances, evolves. And in order that the light of the soul shouldn't be weakened, and then the ruach will rot, a person needs the nituk, the detachment of the body from this, of the soul from the body. So you need both. You need the body to get the soul, to get the spirit. You need the neshama to get the ruach going, moving, advancing. But the problem is that you get to a point where there's a chashash that the neshama is going to be too weak, and then the spirit with it. In the mela, there has to be any tuk. There has to be this detachment. Okay, so obviously there are many, many, many more worlds to study, and with Hashem, in the next segment of this series, we will see more neflos mitelos Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.